This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
دروس من المسجد النبوي الشريف.
In English.
In English.
In English.
أحسن الله إليكم وبارك الله فيكم ونفع الله بما قلتم. Is it considered makruh to eat right until the adhan, or is it just preferable to stop 5 minutes before? Also, the strict opinion of Imam an-Nawawi and others in regards to spitting out the food when the adhan is heard, is that based off them considering the hadith of completing what is in your hands when you hear the adhan as a weak narration? Barakallahu fikum.
Jazakallahu khair. So the question is about al-suhur. The question is about suhur. And there was a chapter, or I guess we dealt with the issue of suhur previously, and mentioned the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, who said that he asked Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, what was the time between when you stopped eating suhoor with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the time that you stood up for salat, or the time that it was the time for the adhan of salat, time of the adhan. And so he said, Zayd bin Thabit said, it was qadru khamsina ayah. It was the time that it takes to read 50 ayahs. And we mentioned the statement of the scholars that some of them said that that's approximately 4 minutes. Others said approximately 6 minutes. And that it is preferable, therefore, to do as the Prophet ﷺ did, and to stop approximately 4 to 6 minutes, or 5 minutes if you will, before the adhan of Fajr. Tayyib. The questioner says, is it makruh to eat after that time? And the answer is no. No, it's not makruh. It's permissible. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I want you to understand this hadith. This is critical to understand this hadith. Inna bilalan yu'adhinu bilayl. Bilal, radiallahu anhu, calls the adhan at night. Tayyib, let's stop right there. What do you think that some of the companions thought when they heard the adhan of Bilal? They were thinking, stop eating. Stop eating. Inna bilalan, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarified to them, إِنَّ بِلَالًا يُؤَذِّنُ بِلَيْلٍ. Yani when he calls the adhan, it's not Fajr yet, it's still night time. Still night. فَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يُؤَذِّنَ إِبْنُ أُمِّ مَكْتُومٍ. So keep eating and drinking until Ibn Maktum calls the adhan. Some people have said, based on this hadith, and I want you to follow me step by step here. Some people said that based on this hadith, it's bid'ah to stop eating early. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, eat and drink until Ibn Maktum calls the adhan. I'll get back to that point. Let's go to a side point quickly, since we're dealing with Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ لَيْلَةَ الصِّيَامِ أَرَّفَتُوا إِلَى نِسَائِكُمْ هُنَّ لِبَاسُ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسُ. Then he says, that it's permissible to go to your wives in the nights of that you are fasting, right? In the nights of Ramadan. But at some point it was impermissible for a person, if they had gone to sleep, to wake up and then to approach their wives intimately and all the way until the next night. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الْآنَ بَاشِرُوهُنَّ وَبَتِغُوا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. So now, go to them, have intimate relations with them, and seek what Allah has written for you. So is it now what we say, because Allah commanded us in this ayah to go to them, that in the nights of Ramadan, Yani a man must go to his wife and seek a child. Because Allah commanded it in the Quran. We're going to say that? La. Because here there is a command that has come after a prohibition. And the scholars of Usul al-Fiqh, they say that when a command comes after a prohibition, that it indicates permissibility. So let me give you another example that we can all relate to. On Jumu'ah, يَا يَلَذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْعُوا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعِ. Oh, you believe, when the call for Jumu'ah has been made, then race to the remembrance of Allah and leave off buying and selling. Leave off trade. What's the next ayah? فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. طيب. We want the part of the ayah that's before that anyway. So here it says, if the salat is complete, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, then go out in the land. يعني to buy and sell. وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Buying and selling. So does that mean that after Jumu'ah, you can't sit in the masjid and read Quran and sit until, and make dhikr until asr time? Or no. Because it says, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. So you have to go out. And you have to buy and sell after Jumu'ah. Nah. Because this is a command that came after a prohibition. We were prohibited from buying and selling once the adhan for Jumu'ah was called. So now, in order to relieve the, or to wipe away the misconception that it's still haram to buy and sell, Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. So go on. So the command that comes after a prohibition is an indication of permissibility. Not that you have to do it. So let's go back to our hadith here. فَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا حَتَّى يُؤَدِّنَ لَكُمْ إِبْنُ أُمِّ مَكْتُومٍ. So eat and drink until Ibn Maktum calls the adhan. Here, it's a command after a presumed prohibition. Because some of them were thinking that we have to stop now because Bilal called the adhan. So that was a presumed, even though it wasn't an actual prohibition, it was presumed. And so when the Prophet ﷺ is telling them to eat and drink, yani it's permissible for you to eat and drink until Ibn Maktum calls the adhan. Tayyib. So therefore, for those who say that you have to stop eating, yani they put out these charts, for example, IMSAC chart, 15 minutes before Fajr, something like this. There's no basis of that. There's no basis for that in Islam. For those who, as a matter of fact, there's no basis in the first place to put a time for IMSAC. Yani, the time that we stop eating, the time that we have to stop eating, is once the time for Fajr comes in. Then we know that time, then we know that 4, 5, 6 minutes beforehand, for example, that we're going to, yani, to, in order to be as the, yani, in line with the practice of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we stop at that particular time. If a person wants to eat after that, or wants to drink, then there's no harm in doing so. But to say that it is bid'ah to stop, when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself stopped, then that's far-fetched. That's far-fetched. To make it, I need to say that it's wajib to stop 5 minutes before Fajr, that is in and of itself, yes. That would be considered an innovation in Islam, because we can eat all the way up until the time for Salatul Fajr.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان.